Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for our game preview. It is week 8, the halfway point of the Cleveland Browns season. The Browns 2-5 against the Arizona Cardinals from the NFC West, who come into the game at 5-2. And Matt, this is the most complete team the Browns have faced. The Cardinals top 4 in both total offense and total defense.
It definitely does. And when you look at the Arizona Cardinals, you look at guys that are over the age of 30 that are playing their best football. Carson Palmer at quarterback, Chris Johnson at running back. A lot of people had written him off. And he's kind of bounced around the league since his time in Tennessee when he went over 2,000 yards. And then Larry Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald was on his way out of Arizona. They gave him a couple short period of contracts. But again, he's right now, I think, second in the NFL in receiving touchdowns and ranked in the top 10 in yards as well. And there's just been a resurgence, I think, and a breath of fresh air with Bruce Arians. He is both the player's coach and he is also the disciplinarian, and guys feel like they need to play for him.
This is a team right now averaging about 33 points a game on offense. Carson Palmer, number one in the NFL, at least going into this week, with 16 passing touchdowns. Fitz was number one at the time. Gronk scored, obviously, last night with 6 receiving touchdowns. Chris Johnson, number 2 in the league in rushing yards. What is this, 2008? Listen, bottom line is they are very effective. Skill position-wise, a very loaded team. You've got John Brown in addition to Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver. And then you've got a great offensive line buttressed by the addition of Mike Iupati this offseason. How do you attack this Cardinals offense?
Well, I think what you do, it's got to be some showing pre-snap. A lot of the way we prepared for Peyton Manning, not so much because he doesn't do as much at the line of scrimmage, but Carson Palmer, he's a vet. If you tell him what you're playing or he understands where the blitz is coming from, he knows where to go with the football. So our ability to show a certain blitz and then play coverage and that chess match, this is a game that we really need to do that, because if we can combat Carson Palmer's efficiency at the quarterback, which he is both against pressure and not against pressure, and allow them to give the ball to Chris Johnson, which I know against the 32nd run defense, which the Cleveland Browns are, you might think that's a little crazy. But if we can slow this game down and force them to work extremely hard and take away some of the chunk plays, I believe you can get to Carson Palmer and frustrate this Cardinal offense.
And this is a very good defense. They're taking the ball away. They've got big-time players at every level. Calais Campbell up front, Deion Buchanan playing that dollar bill linebacker position for him. Then on the back end, Patrick Peterson and the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, two of the best at what they do. What do the Browns have to do offensively?
Again, just like we did on offense, I think to create that 50-50 mindset, I think we have to do the same thing on offense. I believe our ability to run the football and not have to have Josh McCown drop back and throw it 40-plus times. First of all, A, because he may not enter this game at 100% after the beating that he took last week. Definitely. Against the St. Louis Rams. But they're going to take away Travis Benjamin with Patrick Peterson and their ability to be very athletic at the linebacker room and maybe limit Gary Barnage on his production as of recent. So we need another player to step up and make plays. It could be Duke Johnson on the ground. Could be Robert Turbin, which we saw a lot of. But Andrew Hawkins, Brian Hartline, Dwayne Bowe, with Andrew Hawkins being down, has to step and play a big role for us.
Yeah, you got to have somebody step up in addition to your killer bees, Benjamin and Barnage, on offense. Winning the turnover battle is going to be critically important in this one for the Cleveland Browns, because this is an Arizona team playing at a very high level on both sides of the football. Come out there and be loud, Dog Pound. The Browns will be in their orange jerseys. And as of now, we're not sure who will start at quarterback, but all signs are indicating it will be Josh McCown once again this Sunday. So get out there, cheer on the Browns. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching another edition of the Game Preview here, Browns and Cardinals, this Sunday at First Energy Stadium, right here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.